Hello, everyone. Davening with the Haftorah of Parshat Terumah, dedicated to the loving memory of Lucy Maya and Rina D. Zichronam Livracha, to the success of our soldiers fighting, to the speedy return of the hostages, and of course, the full recovery of the wounded. In the Haftorah, in which we read about not the building of the Mishkan, like in the Parsha, but the building of the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Mishkan, if you will, there's a very, very strange pasuk. All of a sudden it says that in the 480th year since the Jewish people left Egypt, the Beit HaMikdash was built. Why all of a sudden are we counting from the time we left Egypt? Throughout the book of Malachim, we usually count from the beginning of that particular king being king. And that does say that in that same pasuk. How many years into Shlomo's kingship did he build? But why do we all of a sudden also say, from the time that we left Egypt, it was 480 years? The Abarbanel and others point out that it's exact. 480 years since the building of the first Mishkan was the building of the second Mishkan, the first Beis HaMikdash. And 480 years after that was the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, because the first Beis HaMikdash lasted for 410 years, 70 years in the exile of Babylonia, 410 plus 70 equals 480. Now, what do we learn from this? In my humble opinion, we learn from this exactly the last two psukim of our Haftorah. The last two psukim of our Haftorah, God tests Shlomo, I will rest in this house on one condition, and I quote, if, b'chukotai, v'et mishpatai ta'aseh, if you go and you keep the Torah properly, I'll rest in your home. The corollary of it, if you don't, I won't. Namely, maybe every 480 years, we'll have another temple built. But it won't last unless you use it right. I believe the message to our shuls is very clear. If indeed a shul is built, and it's a place which induces spirituality, induces excitement into Judaism, then it will last. But if it's a place that's boring, a place that not only doesn't keep halacha, but also goes ahead, and maybe if they even keep all the laws of shul and davening, they don't go ahead and induce excitement. They don't go ahead and tell Jews, hey, you got to this level, now try to aspire to the next. Then ultimately, yeah, shul can be destroyed too, and maybe another will be built. But if you don't use it right, it's just a bunch of bricks and walls and paint, and that's it. I believe that this Haftorah challenges all of us in some way or another to understand that any building we built is conditional on our behavior. That not only includes a Beis HaMikdash and a tabernacle and a shul, it also includes the state of Israel and the land of Israel. Unfortunately, we got a rude awakening to this on this past Simchas Torah. If we learn to live in the land in a way that not only do we keep the laws of the Torah, but we go ahead and induce excitement for Judaism so the next generation will want to do the same, then God willing, this will be an eternal gift. And that's exactly our challenge right now. How do we ensure that from our shuls to our land, spirituality and the excitement for it is induced and not the opposite? I hope we maintain and be able to reach this challenge. And indeed, if we do, the last pasuk of the Haftorah promises us, V'shachanti betoch b'nei Yisrael, I'll rest within you, v'lo ezov et ami Yisrael, I'll never leave the Jewish people. Hope that comes true very fast. Shabbat Shalom.